The Arrow Messengers. Genghis Khan conquered more land than anyone in history. His empire stretched from Korea to Poland, across deserts and mountains and vast grasslands. But conquering is one thing, keeping control is another. How do you rule an empire so big that riding from one end to the other takes longer than a year? Genghis Khan built a system called the Yam. Every 25 to 30 miles along the main roads, he set up a station called an Ortu. Each station had fresh horses, food, places to sleep, and riders ready to go. A messenger, carrying an urgent letter, would gallop as fast as possible to the first station, jump off his exhausted horse, jump onto a fresh one, and keep riding. Then the next station, then the next. Day and night, switching horses every few hours, barely stopping to eat. The messengers wore special belts with bells attached, so the stations could hear them coming from far away and have horses saddled and ready. A message could travel 200 miles in a single day, sometimes more, keeping that pace day after day. An order from the Khan could reach distant governors in weeks instead of months. Reports about harvests and armies and enemies came back just as fast. The Khan knew what was happening across his empire faster than any ruler in history. The system kept working for 150 years after Genghis Khan died. Merchants used it to send information about prices and goods. Travelers like Marco Polo used it to cross Asia safely. A network of fresh horses and shelter stations stretched across half the world. The Mongols conquered with speed and skill, but they held their empire together with communication. Information was as powerful as any army.